Extra scriptural information. In her writing in the 1870s and again in the 1890s on the life and ministry of Christ, Ellen White often introduced significant extra-biblical points in historical narrative not mentioned by the gospel writers, points in which she deals in sufficient detail to make it evident that her basic source in writing was the visions given to her. The following illustrations of this are drawn from three of her published accounts of the life of Christ. At his trial before Herod, they spit in his face. He meekly raised his hand and wiped it off. In feeding the 5,000, the disciples, seeing him pale with weariness and hunger, besought him to rest from his toil and take some refreshment. Their entreaties being of no avail, they consulted together as to the propriety of forcibly removing him from the eager multitude, fearing that he would die of fatigue. Peter and John each took an arm of their blessed master and kindly endeavored to draw him away. But he refused to be removed from the place. The resurrection, the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, this messenger is he who fills the position from which Satan fell. The soldiers see him removing the stone as he would a pebble, and hear him cry, "Son of God, come forth, thy Father calls thee." They see Jesus come forth from the grave.